Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you, Father, for sending Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you have come so that you give us understanding. And I thank you, you give us understanding through your Spirit by opening up the great and precious promises to us so that we can escape the corruption by taking hold of your divine love for us. Thank you, Jesus. We appreciate that, and we just thank you for this word this morning, Lord. Thank you that it just enlightens our hearts and our minds so as to know your great love in your great promises, in your presence, in your promise to never leave and forsake us. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Ephesians 3, verse 14 to 19. My response is to get down on my knees before the Father. This magnificent Father who parcels out all heaven and earth. I ask him to strengthen you by his Spirit, not the brute strength, but a glorious inner strength, that Christ will live in you as you open the door and invite him in. And I ask him that with both feet planted firmly on love, you'll be able to take in with all followers of Jesus the extravagant dimensions of Christ's love. Reach out and experience the breadth, test its length, plumb the depths, rise to the heights, live full lives, full of the fullness of God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. It was nice just to see that prayer in the message, but I am so taken hold of it here in the good news. We'll share the good news now. And so you can just see the heart of God. And I can go to the beloved disciple John, where he says the Son of God has come and he has given us understanding. And what's that understanding? So that we can know him, know the Father, know the Son. Like John also, right in the beginning of his letter, he says, he talks about he knows the Father and Son. And it's from that platform of knowing that he speaks what he has seen and heard. So it's so beautiful, yeah, if we just take this apart now and let's look at it in the good news. For this reason I fall on my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven on earth derives its true name. So it's so wonderful that we know everything on this earth, every family of tree, every family of species, and mankind especially made in his image and likeness. We get our true name from him. And true name is your name written in heaven, which is your purpose, your character, everything that God has got in store for us. Our days were written while there were yet none of them. So that's why we draw close like we're doing this morning, and why we draw close is when we talk to God, praying in tongues, looking for answers, because he's a God that is here. He fills the whole earth. Amen. Even everything is contained, is found in our God, okay? And we ask him from the wealth of his glory. So it's so wonderful that the Father and the Son has glory, the angels have glory. Everything of God that God made has got glory. And glory is another word for splendor. But how does the splendor come? To give you power through his Spirit to be strong in your inner selves. So we turn through Jesus, we come back to the Father, and now Jesus is ruling and reigning, and so we fellowship with the Father and Son. But it's so important to receive the Spirit to strengthen our inner man. The Spirit becomes one with our spirit. And then once it's one with our spirit, it goes on. I pray that Christ will make his home in your hearts through faith. Faith is the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance of the hope. What is the hope? The great and precious promises. Reveal the love of God. Reveal the hope, the expectations. And so through faith, we awake to the promises that's available in Jesus, because Jesus is ruling and reigning to reconcile all things. So faith that comes from him, he's the author and the perfecter of our faith, that comes to us through the Spirit, then enlightens us so that we may have our roots and foundation in love, so that you, together with all God's people, power to understand. Amen. Just the words here, understand how broad and how long and how high and how deep is Christ's love. So I just, this morning, I'm just seeing the importance of understanding. And then how's this understanding coming to us? The understanding is coming through revelation of the Spirit. What's the Spirit bringing? The revelation the Spirit is bringing. The greatness and the goodness of God's promises, His great and precious promises through which we escape the demonic activities. The devil comes to lie, steal, kill, and destroy. And we partake of the godly activities, the godly promises. Remember in the Old Covenant and in the New, whenever God was going to do something, He would bring a word. And this is how we get the word. He would bring His word to like Mary and say, you're going to have a child. Then she says, let it be according to your word. Abram, he says, I'm going to make you a light to the whole world. You know, a picture of faith. The word is brought. And this is what we need to understand. As we draw close, the truth of God, the words of God open up. So that we can understand and we can embrace it. Understanding, and then after understanding comes that you may know. Know is to be aware of, able to speak about and experience. So we can just this morning be encouraged to see the necessity of the new birth, coming home in Jesus, trusting in Jesus, receiving the Spirit, taking hold of what the Spirit is saying to us so we can understand why. So that the next step can come in. We're in agreement with God. Now He can come and fulfill His great and precious promises. And we can go right back to the beginning of this prayer. Everyone's true name is found in the Father. So our names are written in heaven. And that's our true name. And this is what is opening up to us on a daily basis. And we need to embrace the love of God in understanding. And then God backs it up. Amen. He comes through. So you may be completely filled with the very nature of God. So you're experiencing Him, spirit, soul, and body. Hallelujah. Be blessed, arise, and shine in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.